housed within the Environmental Conservation Lab in Treaty 1 territory. You're listening to our very special episode 0 of the Acuan podcast. This episode is called The Launch and Learn. Buju, Ojuwa, Mushkadebajike, Indigenous Kaz. My spirit name is Brown Buffalo, but my name is Taylor. I am from Broken Head Ojibwe Nation in Treaty 1 territory, which is about half an hour outside of Winnipeg, Manitoba. We're going to be recording this podcast at various locations throughout the University of Manitoba. This episode is airing at UMFM 101.5. Today, so we'd like to send out a big shout out and a big thank you to the staff at UMFM for helping us out today and allowing us to utilize their studio. So you're tuned into the Acuan podcast, episode 0, The Launch and Learn, which is an introduction to who we are, what we hope to accomplish, and what we hope you learn throughout the duration of our season 1 or our 10 episode season 1 series. Over the course of this podcast, we're going to be talking about and you're going to be learning about the environmental issues, injustices, land-based education, and more from an Indigenous perspective. Also, throughout the course of the show, we're going to be interviewing elders, either in studio or via phone, from various Indigenous communities across Manitoba and hopefully across Canada. We're also going to be inviting in scholars and academics from the university and from other universities as well to speak about these environmental issues and injustices that are happening all across Canada that we hear about on the news. And then as well, we'll bring in some local community members to discuss their thoughts and feelings on all these different Indigenous environmental issues. So I'm not going to be the only person who's doing the podcast for the next 10 episodes. We're going to be having in, like I said, the guest speakers, but also guest hosts. These hosts are also members of Winiskatan, which I guess I haven't really mentioned just yet. Winiskatan is an organization in the University of Manitoba, again, housed within the Environmental Conservation Lab in the Wallace Building. And as an organization, what we do is we work with First Nation communities about the positive and mostly negative effects that hydropower causes on First Nation lands and First Nation territories. And throughout this organization, there are research papers that are conducted, there's camps, there's youth work, there's gatherings. We're not going to be taking too much time today on episode 0. This is more, like said, of an introductory to who we are, what we hope to accomplish, and where we all started. So how this podcast came to be was through just countless staff meetings with Winiskatan and other people who wanted us to put the word out there of all these Indigenous environmental issues that are happening on a day-to-day basis. Of course, one of the biggest ones that is happening right now is the pipeline. That'll come on another episode later to come, that is going to be focusing on water, hydropower pipelines, boiled water advisories. But we'll get into the episode guide a little bit later. But first, how Winiskatan started, the very beginning steps before this podcast came to be, was that it emerged out of meetings and two tours of hydro-affected communities in northern Manitoba. This alliance is shaped by the priorities of hydro-impacted Indigenous communities, and the underlying principles of Winiskatan are about accountability, cross-cultural sensitivity, mutual respect, and decision-making. So Winiskatan's been around for several years. Like I said, they do a lot of work here at the university, and I've been a part of it since last April. So one of the things that I really want to bring to your attention and that I think is very important is where the show is going to take us eventually in the future, in the near future. We're going to be doing seasons. Season 1 is going to comprise of 10 episodes. Episode 1 is Aki, which means earth. We're going to be focusing on land-based education and how our youth can really benefit from it. Going to have guest elder speakers coming in and talking about how they have experienced and how land-based education has changed throughout their lives and how they see the youth benefiting from it as they do their land-based education camps as well. The reason why I really wanted to start off with this show is because this is a topic and a subject that's near and dear to my heart as the coordinator for Kiskinamakawin, which is learning science through the land. Every summer, we have the pleasure of going out to all these different communities and working with the youth there closely on mobile labs to test the water quality. We get to do canoeing, shelter building, there's skills learning, language learning, filleting fish, all sorts of things. So we'll get more into depth on that topic in 2 weeks, which will be officially episode one. After that, episode two is going to be all about the water. It's going to be called Nabi. It's going to focus on hydropower pipelines and why so many First Nation communities across Canada are still falling under boiled water advisories that they can't drink or they can't even drink the water. And then after that, in episode three, we're going to be doing Ishkare, which is fire. And we'll be talking about the wildfires that constantly happen. I shouldn't say constantly. I guess the wildfires that have been happening more regularly would be a better way to put it. Episode four is going to be a little bit of a tricky one because we wanted to do like an earth, air, fire, water theme. Kind of working on what that episode is going to be, how it's going to be structured, what it's going to look like. But still, you're going to want to tune in for that. And episode five will be Wakaigan, which is home or building in Ojibwe. And we'll take a deeper look into First Nation housing and why our housing is so poor in First Nation communities. So that is a quick episode guide of the first half of season one. In order to hear what the second half is going to be, episode 6 to 10, you're going to have to tune in, of course, and find out for yourself. We'd like to say miigwech to all of our Indigenous and non-Indigenous relatives for tuning in to the Akiwan podcast. We air every 2 weeks, so that's bi-weekly, starting today. And we'd also like to say thank you to the staff at UMFM 101.5 for allowing us to utilize their studio to record our episode zero. If you'd like to get into contact with us, you can email me at info@landlearning.ca. Again, my name is Taylor, and I hope to hear from you, and I hope you tune in every 2 weeks to learn more and to teach me as well. And then we can grow together as Akiwan, the podcast, which means it is the land, it is the earth again, as we grow together. Miigwech, and enjoy your day or your evening, and we will talk to you next time.